Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
my name is Antonio. We're calling from Nation and Opinion Survey. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. Are you registered to vote?
No, I'm not.
This survey is mainly about important issues facing your community and school in the area, sir. Now, we can still go ahead and continue. Are you in a place where you can talk softly?
Yes.
Okay, and does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, sir?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 years old or older?
Yes.
And registered to vote?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting on the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will not vote.
Okay, let me continue with the next statement. What is your age?
76.
You say 56?
No, 76.
Oh, 76. That's 76. 76. Sorry. Thank you very much. Let me continue with the next statement. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you like white Caucasian, African American, Hispanic?
I'm white.
Okay, that'll be. Thank you. Thinking about the directions the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the directions in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. Let me continue with the next statement. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organization, or ideas using scale from 0 to 100, and which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have any no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just please say so. The National Education Association, or NEA, 0 to 100, sir, how will you rate them?
80.
Okay, what about the U.S. Department of Education?
80.
What about Joe Biden from 0 to 100, sir?
99.
What about Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
-1.
Okay, that will be a 0 or to 100?
Yes, it would be, yes.
A 0?
Yes.
What about charter schools, 0 to 100, sir?
Ooh, it's a tough one. My opinion of charter schools, 40.
Thank you. What about Moms for Liberty, 0 to 100, sir?
I don't know them.
Okay, what about woke culture or wokeism?
70.
How about public school teachers, 0 to 100, sir?
101.
Thank you. Will that be either from 0 to 100?
Yes.
Okay, it'll be 100?
Yes.
Thank you. What about public school, sir? From 0 to 100?
80.
Okay, let me continue with the next statement. I do appreciate it. And generally speaking, and how you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What are the four options again, please?
Yeah, generally speaking, how will you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, or just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Let me continue with the next statement. Will you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Staying the same.
Thank you. Let me continue with the next statement. How important do you think it is for public schools in their proper students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very important for public school to prepare students, 5 means that it is somewhat important for public school to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all for public school to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first topic will be develop critical thinking skills from 0 to 10, sir. How will you scale? How will you rate it?
10.
What about GRASS, the academic basics of reading, writing, and math, 0 to 10?
10.
What about develop social skills, 0 to 10, sir?
10, yes.
Thank you. I understand the value on diversity and how negative and aggressively diverse world. Will you say 0 to 10?
10, yeah.
What about compete for and get good jobs for future global job market, 0 to 10?
7.
Okay, thank you. Let me continue with the next one. Be ready for higher educations like college, 0 to 10, sir.
7 again.
Thank you. We're almost done. We're at 75%. Will you say that state spend just about right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
You said the state, right?
Will you say that your state spends
just about
the right amount?
Yeah, I hear. About the right amount.
Thank you. Let me continue with the next one. Have you attended to a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years, sir?
No.
Thank you. Let me continue with the next one just to make sure. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about the critical race theory or the CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay, let me continue. Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in the K-12 public school, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that the name CRT simply plain politics with education. Will you agree or disagree with the CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I disagree.
Will you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Let me continue with the next statement. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, let me continue with the next one. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement, sir. The first statement states, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with the alternative points of views, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Will you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Will you strongly disagree? I mean, agree?
No, strongly
thank
agree.
You. Let me go with the next. Okay, thank you. Let me go with the next statement. We're almost done. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individuals, parents shouldn't be able to dictate school curriculum. Will you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, the next statement will say is state public school students should not learn about this history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Will you agree or disagree?
Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. We're at 80%. We're almost done, sir. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public school for each. Please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed. The first statement states, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including TEGR certification and licensing requirements. Will you support it or will you oppose?
Strongly support it.
Okay. What about removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics? Support or oppose?
Strongly oppose it.
You say strongly opposed, right?
I do, yes.
Okay, the next topic will be adding armed security guards to a patrol all K-12 public school. Will you support it or will you oppose?
Oppose it.
Will you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose it.
Okay, this next statement will increase teachers' pay. Will you support it or will you oppose?
Strongly support it.
Okay, what about teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation? Will you support it or will you oppose, sir?
Strongly support it.
You say strongly support it?
I do, yes.
Thank you. Next statement will say some U.S. cities have approved a new Black study curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African American. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add Black studies unit in the K through 12 public school curriculum?
I strongly support it.
Thank you. Next statement will, I'm going to read you some arguments that other might make about education in America. And please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convenient argument, 5 means that it's somewhat convenient argument, 0 means that it's not at all convenient argument. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first statement states, history teachers have responsibilities to ensure that their lessons reflect on accurately history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politics and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only damaging the injustice experienced by generations of America, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve more just in the future. 0 being not at all convenience, 5 somewhat convenience, or 10 very convenience.
10. I agree. Yeah.
The next statement, okay, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure at diversity helps prepare them to a negative our aggressively diverse world, a skill that challenges and implies employers' value. We, from 0 to 10, how we rate it?
10, strongly.
Thank you. The next statement, we're almost done. We don't allow non-expert to yell at a doctor about how to perform a surgery or a carpenter and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have to spend years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matters. So teachers should decide what to include in their school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politics. Will you say from 0 to 10, sir, how we rate this topic?
10. I strongly agree with that.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of surveys, people's opinion changes. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. This first statement states, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children's individual parents should be or shouldn't be able to dictate the school curriculum. Will you agree or disagree, sir?
I agree on that.
Will you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly, yes.
The next one, teaching critical thinking skill requires that teachers challenge students with the alternative points of views, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Will you agree or disagree, sir, with that statement?
Strongly agree.
Okay, we're almost done. We're at switching gears a little bit. Our last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certification, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA. Bachelor's degree?
Yep.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed,
retired,
a student, or a homeowner?
Retired.
Oh, retired. Thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living in a partner, single, separate,
yes,
divorced, or widow?
Yes, I am.
You are married?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Let me continue. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think you're of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Will you say strong Democrat or not strong,
strong
Democrat?
Yes, strong.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have children under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have child who attend a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. And do you have child who attend to a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years, sir?
No.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal, somewhat.
You said somewhat liberal. How often do you attend to church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every or once or twice a month, several times a year,
twice,
or hardly
twice
ever,
a week.
Or never?
Twice a week.
Twice a week? For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you or personally or someone in your household. The first is a born against evangelical or fundamental Christian. It will apply for you or, or anyone in your household?
No.
What about is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Does it apply to you or anyone in your household?
No.
Okay, how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Okay, thank you, sir. And we have completed the survey. I do appreciate your time. I hope you have a blessed day, okay, sir?
Yep, thank you very much. Have a good day, too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.